Minister Stenhouse has said there is a protocol tariff imposed by the United States must serve as impetus for ASEAN to strengthen regional economic independence. He said at the public forum, regional response to Trump 2.0 event accessed online from Jakarta on Thursday, the United States contribution to global trade is around 14 to 15.5%. Based on this, he underscored the potential for 80% of global trade activities that can be explored outside the United States. In addition, he highlighted the value of U.S. global trade, which is around $400 billion. That was this line from Voice of Indonesia.
From an introduction from Indonesian
Indonesian musician Isyana Saraswati, the owner of the record label that houses Badi. Not only that, Phoebe also invites Isyana as a backing vocal on the song. The song describes Phoebe's personal side in dealing with anxiety and bad days. The song has been released and available on all digital streaming platforms since October 25th, 2024. The music video for the song was also released on the same day, marking Badi's first step back into the music industry. Well, listener, here is the latest single by Phoebe Adiano entitled Senyumin Dulu Aja. Enjoy!
Bagai di sana, deadline di muka.
Yeah.
song is entitled Bin. And the song expresses her loss for Bin Slamet, the Indonesian artist at that time. And now, unfortunately, we also just lost the legendary Titi Puspa, who, like what I said before, started her career at RRI, or Radio Republik Indonesia. Here we've got some information about Titi Puspa, who was born on November 1st, 1937. She began her career in Semarang, Central Java, after winning Bintang Radio Singing Contest at Radio Republik Indonesia. She went on to shape Indonesia's musical legacy with timeless songs and artistic brilliance. Titi Puspa, whose real name was Sudarwati, began her career, which spanned over 60 years, like what I said before, through the singing competition, and she also acted in several films, such as Tarminan in 1977 and Apanadong in 1983. She also performed in several theater plays. She was nominated for Cipta Award, or equal to Oscar, but here in Indonesia, the highest award for Indonesian actors, filmmakers, is Cipta Award for Best Supporting Actress for her performance in Ini Kisah Pidadara in 2016. She also received Lifetime Achievement Awards from the Indonesian Broadcasting Commission and Anugerah Musik Indonesia, or Indonesian Music Award. Rolling Stone Indonesia magazine even named her as one of the Immortals, the 25 greatest Indonesian artists in 2008, recognizing her place among the greatest music legends in the country. The magazine also selected two of her songs, Kupu Kupu Malam, or Nighttime Butterflies, and Bin, the song that you just listened before, which is a homage to famous comedian and actor of Indonesia, Bin Slamet, among the 150 best Indonesian songs of all time in 2009. Well, listener, now let's enjoy another song from Titi Puspa, taken from 90s, and this is so related for millennials who's growing up in the early 90s, like me. It reminds me of my childhood, because I am so familiar with this song. This is a children's song that encourages kids to save their money, or in Indonesian language, we call it menabung. A song by Titi Puspa, collaborating with Indonesian child singers at the time, Saskia and Giovanni. Menabung, or let's save money.
Jajan si boleh saja, sisipan rumah di tabung. Belanja si boleh saja, apa lupa nabung hati kasih rendah.
For Bali.
migration to Indonesia. He was a freedom fighter, respected by both allies and enemies. He is known for the creativity, raw insight, and criticism towards education, which resulted in various brilliant ideas. This made him known as the true educator and cultural figure of Indonesia. Listener, that's the word of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
salt with savory taste, rather sour and spicy. That's Sayur Gabus Pucung, originally the Taoist Kunyari. It is actually a kind of soup made from cod fish and pucung, which is a local herb that turns its color into black.
La la la, even a fresh cod fish plus pucung. Pucung is kluwak. The Japanese call it kluwak. The color is black. That's it. Just put some spices, like leek and celery, to make it more savory. If not, it won't be delicious.
There are the main ingredients of Sayur Gabus Pucung, as described by Ibu Koryanti. A Sayur Gabus Pucung seller in Chubu is Jakarta. The legendary the Taoist is made from memory, cod or gabus fish. And pucung, hence it is called gabus pucung. To cook it, the cod fish is white with ash, so it's not so fishy. Then it is cleaned. Salt it along with spices that have been pounded or ground. Among others, salad, garlic, ginger, bay leaf, pepper, coriander, lemongrass, tamarind, and pucung or kluwak. After that, add some butter. The amount of water should be quite enough. It is interesting that in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language, sayur means vegetables. The Taoist people classify all kinds of pieces with a lot of water as sayur. In English, salt, maybe. So this one is known as Sayur Gabus Pucung. Though it does not contain any vegetables at all. As explained by Ibu Koryanti.
Yeah, it's done. The fish is mixed with kluwak. That's why it is called sayur. Because it is cooked with a lot of water. Mixed with water, lots of water. So it is like sayur.
Of all the spices used, it is the pucung or kluwak that makes this cuisine special. Pucung, or also known as kluwak or kapayan, tree is a plant that grows wild. Its fruit has a hard shell, and the seed is used as a seasoning in many Indonesian cuisines, and gives black color on every dish. With a blend of other herbs, Sayur Gabus Pucung tastes savory, sour, and spicy, and very delicious if served with hot rice. Besides being delicious, Sayur Gabus Pucung is also believed to have many benefits for the body, such as accelerating the healing of wounds, including wounds out of operation or surgery, helping the healing process of various diseases, including diabetes, hepatitis, and typhoid and Copenhagen, as well as the course in the body. All these properties, obtained as cod fish, has a lot of protein, especially albumin, which is quite high, even higher than meat and fish. Albumin is a kind of protein in the blood, needed by the body to maintain and repair tissue. Sayur Gabus Pucung, indeed, is a legendary metallic culinary and has been created since the Dutch culinary era. It is a fat culinary because other kinds of fish were expensive at the time. Moreover, pork was also easily found then, especially many shrimps in Jakarta. Sayur Gabus Pucung was not just served as an everyday food among the Taoist community. In the past, Sayur Gabus Pucung was part of food, comfort, sent relatives and friends during fasting or Idul Fitri as told by Ibu Koryanti. Was an important part of the Taoist people tradition called Nyork. It is a tradition of different food from especially married children to parents or parents in law, held after fasting month of Ramadan and Idul Fitri. But now people don't send Sayur Gabus Pucung to eat other anymore. This is because today it's difficult to find cod fish, so no wonder the culinary has now become increasingly rare. Efforts to preserve the Taoist culinary legend has been done by the Indonesian government. In 2014, the Rectorate of International Association and Cultural Affairs of the Minister of Education and Culture of Indonesia decided 96 of the 118 proposed cultural works to become intangible cultural heritage objects of Indonesia's 30 provinces. Among the 96, there are 8 originating from Jakarta. Sayur Gabus Pucung is one of them.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. And by streaming on VOA.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Fashion, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Music and Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
In remote areas, I was search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me, so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable. Hi, dear audience. Today's edition of Music Corner presents a regional pop song from Bengkulu province entitled "Pa is Fish." The song tells about Pa is Fish or Pendak Bengkulu, namely Bengkulu's specialty fish sauce. The lyrics also tell of Pa is red with taro leaves. Pa is Fish is deliciously eaten with warm white rice cooked and chili sauce.
Well, here is the song You Can Buy by Jarfis. Enjoy!
removed trade barriers between the two countries. This was conveyed by Indonesian President Prabowo in a joint statement after a bilateral meeting with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan in Ankara, Turkey on Thursday. President Prabowo explained the expansion of market access and removal of trade barriers were agreed to support the common goal of developing as an economic power in the region. Therefore, President Prabowo and President Erdogan have instructed relevant ministries to finalize, the preferential trade agreement negotiations as a first step towards a comprehensive economic cooperation agreement, or CEPA, between Indonesia and Turkey.